Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
On April 5th, 2010, a methane explosion ripped through Massey Energy's Upper Big Branch mine near the town of Montcoal, West Virginia. 29 coal miners were killed in the blast, and another was injured. Both government and independent investigations found Massey to be at fault in the explosion, specifically for the violation of federal ventilation and coal dust rules. In the wake of the disaster, then West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin commissioned an independent investigation to find out what went wrong. That investigation was led by J. Davitt McAteer, who was head of the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA, during the Clinton administration. He recently published an editorial warning that, in his opinion, not enough has been done since the disaster to keep something like it from happening again, especially given the current state of the coal market. McAteer spoke to WMMT by telephone.
I can't say that this couldn't happen again. In fact, my concern is, and the concern that I raised in the Copperhead piece in the Charleston Gazette, were that the possibility could happen again. And it could happen because of, the economic pressures on coal companies to produce because of the weakness in the price of coal and the weakness in the demand for coal, the pressures on miners to disregard safety shortcuts because they've got their job at stake and they've got the support of their family at stake, and then the pressures on the government agencies who their existence depends upon the coal companies' viability. And if they aren't there, they're not there. And I think that those pressures come to bear, put us in a place where we have to be very, very concerned that other problems could occur, much like they were found at Upper Big Branch.
The Upper Big Branch mine was run by the now defunct Massey Energy. In the years since the explosion, former Massey CEO Don Blankenship has maintained that his company wasn't at fault. But McAteer's investigation, along with others, found this to be untrue.
I think it's very clear that the responsibility for the failure to protect these miners rests with the management of the Massey Coal Company. I think that it's without question the fundamental safety precautions, which were just simply disregarded, including the accumulation of vast amounts of coal dust, the failure to keep water sprays operational, the failure to adequately ventilate the mine, and the failure to remove the methane, all of which are very, very, very basic to mine safety. And that failure to keep these protections in place put these miners at risk without question.
McAteer's team was also surprised by how many of the miners who had been killed in the blast had suffered from black lung disease, something that many had thought was a thing of the past.
We were shocked, quite frankly, about the level of black lung that were found in the autopsies. In those cases where we had sufficient lung tissue to make a reading, we found some 71% of the miners had black lung or co-workers' pneumoconiosis. Of those miners, some had only been at work for a short number of years, 5 to 10 years, and at this mine only, these are young men who have had disease where we should not be seeing it. Our finding is not a standalone finding. In fact, NIOSH most recently had a paper that suggested indeed that this number was, that there was a dramatic increase. In some countries, for example, Australia notably, a disease has been eradicated. We know how to eradicate this disease. We just aren't doing it. And that's sad.
McAteer said that even though MSHA did implement some new safety rules and programs following the disaster, Congress did not take any action after the explosion to make coal mines safer. And on the state level, just last month, West Virginia passed a bill called the Coal Jobs and Safety Act, which, according to the Charleston Gazette, actually scales back safety rules in the state's coal mines to try to make West Virginia coal more competitive. McAteer thinks that to make real changes in mine safety, the industry needs to recognize both the present reality of the coal market, especially in Appalachia, and a deadly history that includes many disasters like Upper Big Branch.
Our friends in industry like to say this is a war on coal by the current administration. No, the crisis, the fact is, the price of natural gas is way down and the competition is stiff, and they can't sell their product because somebody else is selling their product at a cheaper price. And that's what, you know, recognize that and say, okay, this is what we got, and how do we deal with it? You know, the, as I said in the piece, the accountants, and within the industry, when they're in a private room, they know exactly what's going on. They know that it is this economic pressure, not this outside influence. They have to address that. The only thing that I'm struck by is the fact that this disaster harkens back to the Monongah mine disaster in 1907, when the same kinds of disregards, the same kind of arrogance, and the same kind of failure to follow very basic safety practices led to a disaster of killing 500 people. And that kind of thing can happen. We are doomed to repeat history if we don't pay attention to it.
Again, that was David McAteer, former head of the Mine Safety and Health Administration and the leader of the governor's independent investigation into the Upper Big Branch disaster. Former Massey CEO Don Blankenship will stand trial on July 13th for 4 charges related to Upper Big Branch and an alleged conspiracy at Massey to disregard federal health and safety rules. If convicted of all charges, he faces up to 31 years in prison. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Parker Hobson.
On the 5th day of April, 2010, death came looking for 29 men. Took away their spirits like a feather in the wind in Montcoal, West Virginia. Didn't give a warning, didn't give a sign, didn't see it coming. They were took down from behind by that methane devil way down in the mine in Montcoal, West Virginia.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.